He is praying. Nartam Thakur. Weeping so bitterly. Tears coming. Heart melting. We should try to follow. If this is not coming, then we should think that I have so many offenses. Namaparat, Sevaparat, Vaishnavaparat and all. So how it will go? More chanting. More remembering. More doing services. Especially praying to Radha Krishna, to Vrinda Devi, to Jog Maya, especially to Radha Kund and Shyam Kund. They are not only any pond. Radha and Krishna do have melted there in the form of Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Then we will see all these things. Beautiful Vrindavan. Jamuna is flowing. So beautiful lotus flowers are there. Bees are humming. Count are so many big, big cows having so much their orders. Of good calves jumping here and there and searching Krishna. We'll go and see. So fine a day will come that I will be purified and I will be qualified to serve Radha and Krishna, conjugal. And they will be my life and soul. When a day will come that I will have so many goat, kumkum, perhaps you know kumkum, keshar, what is keshar?
Saffron.
Then, mrigamada.
Musk.
Musk. Together, grinding them. I'll make a very beautiful ointment. And I will put up on the heads tilak to Radha and Krishna. When a day will come? We should have also a very little, but yet we'll have to. This greed. This greed will take us to Vrindavan. Other lacks of birth doing, chanting, remembering, doing archan, we cannot go. Krishna bhakti rasa bhavitamati kriyatankutopi jadi labhyate tatra maulyam api maulyam ekalam janma koti svikritir na labhyate. So we should know that this greed can take us there. What greed? When I serve Radhika, when I will see Vrindavan, when I have the mercy of Radha Kunda. So he is weeping and praying to Krishna, to Radhika, that I want a day to serve you, conjugal, with divine love and affection. So go on. All. Why not? Tuliya diva. Again.
Tuliya bhavati bhavati tuha. Tuliya diva.
Oh, when a day will come that I will collect veli, chameli and malti, some beautiful flowers. And taking seven kinds of flowers, veli, chameli, jui, champak and so many flowers. And I'll make a garland from here to four feet. And this is Vaijayanti mala. And I will give some Tulsi Manjari and Tulsi lives in that. Tulsi Manjari has so much Madhu. Madhu means?
Honey.
Huh? Honey. So much honey. That bliss where come. And I will go to Lalite. Oh, Lalite, I made this flower, garland, beautiful garland. And one that you should give in the neck of Radha and Krishna conjugal hand, my dear. They will come, they will order and will make a garland so beautiful. And they will give him to divine couples. Then Srimati Radhika will ask to Lalita, who has made this beautiful garland? So beautiful, so sweet and so fragrant. Then Lalita will go, oh, this new bona fide, this girl, gopi girl has made this. Oh, very beautiful indeed. I like garlands like this. When a day will come that Krishna and Radhika will tell. And for the second line? Second line.
Adhare tuli
adi. Adhare tuli adi bhat. Tambul.
Karpura tambul.
When a day will come that Vishakha will tell me, oh, come on, and make a beautiful tambul. Tambul means betel, right?
Betel,
right? Giving so much karpur,
camphor,
beautiful, all these things. And it will be very, very beautiful. And I will give in the hands of Srimati Radhika, and Radhika will take it and give in Krishna mouth, when he will be playing on the float, smiling something, looking from the corner of eyes, eagerly, and at them Srimati Radhika will smile something, and Krishna will give his heart solely, when it will come. So we can pray like this, daily something. It will increase our greed, and Krishna will be so much melted, and Srimati Radhika, then he will manage everything. And very soon, he will take us. Then he will give test in name, test in hearing, past tense of Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam Chaitanya Charitamrita. He will give so much honor for Gurudev, and our Gurudev will be seen in so many gold steps. Then we cannot imagine what magic has been done. So I am praying for this. Yes, Srila Narottam Thakur, so much beloved to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She is praying. All our disciplic orders after Narottam Thakur, they think that we are so much fortunate to be in the line of Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda Prabhu, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, very renowned and a special kind of merciful and sweet and rasik bhavuk bhakta. After this bona fide guru came, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in their line. And he is called Saptam
Goswami.
After Goswamis. After six Goswami. He has done marvelous works. Good literature, sweet literature. And he was also in Krishna Leela. Srimati Radhika has sent him to this world. So his again she is praying. What after that? Again he is praying, Oh, when that day will come, that I will see Radha and Krishna are sitting on a very golden throne. Where? On the bank of Yamuna, in the shade of Kadamba tree, having so many gold flowers in bosom, so sweet smell coming. And I will see that they are serving all conjugal Radha and Krishna. Oh, I wait for their order, heaven and they will come, that they will tell me, oh, bring a glass of water, golden glass, jharjhari that is called. When I bring, with mixing with karpur and fragrance, kevada and all others, and I offer them, and they will be smiling, telling, they will smile and tell, oh, very good water, very good. When a day will come. This is bhajan. This is bhajan. And by this we can go there. Otherwise, lakhs and lakhs births, only worshipping, without mood, chanting without mood, hearing Harikatha without melting hearts, doing offences to Vaishnavas, criticizing them, and lakhs, but we cannot go an inch further. So we should try to read and offer and all to pray like Narottam Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Again.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Rasa Radha Dasa
telling, I am praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his Dasan Anudas. Das, he is Das, he is Das, he is Das, he is Das. And after all, I pray to the dusts of Dasan Anudas of this life. Then I may the Dasi, Anudasi, and after that, Anudasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. And I will be the lotus dust of that Dasi, Dasi, last Dasi. Finally, it will come. Without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, will not have this occasion. So pray to Nityananda Prabhu. But Nityananda Prabhu, very hard. So, the follower of Nityananda Prabhu, we should pray. Our Guru Dev is bona fide. Swamiji is bona fide Guru Dev. With His mercy, by His mercy, we can attend the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And then, Rupa Raghunath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we should try to develop all these conscience. What?
Krishna conscience.
Krishna conscience. These are the bhajan sadhana. Not only managing. What today will be? No, nothing, no problem. It would be what is to be done. We cannot check anything. So we should not worry for that. A person was going. He has some detachment from world and he was going to give up his family and all others and wanted to go to Vrindavan. He was young, he had so many children and wife at home. He went on the border of his village and he was crossing. He thought that I'm giving my home. No is helpful to me. Where I will go, I don't know. Who will support me? Who will manage to give me food and clothes and everything? Knowing me in Vrindavan, what to do? At once he saw that Evad has given under
egg,
and it fell from the tree. There was wind, and when it came into earth, and it was broken, and a very little child came up.
Baby bird.
Not yet coming seeing world. Nothing. Like blind. No
wings
fly. And she was about to die, and she was so hungry, but mother was not there. Because she was not measured, that baby, and she has gone anywhere else, her mother. So alone she was. She was so hungry that next moment she will die. At once, a very little
insect.
Yes. Very, very what?
Soft.
And very little wings. And he came. And he sat on that
egg.
That rush of egg.
Juicy.
Water of
liquid.
And he tried to fly, but he was
stuck.
And became round. And she was doing cha-cha. And it came. Then she was satisfied. And after that, her father came. So he saw that, oh, this baby was helpless. And how Krishna maintained her and supported her and giving this support. So why he will not see and look after me, and why he will not arrange for me if he has given mouth to eat and a stomach? He will do everything for me. So he became desperate and left his home and went to Vrindavan, and he was so happy. But we think that I will have to manage everything. If I go, then who will support my child? He is thinking, he has ego, false ego, that I am nourishing, I am supporting, I am given their birth, but actually he has done nothing. False ego. So we should not have any problem. What today will come? Who has seen today, tomorrow? We will die accept. So we should try. Where we are, try to develop this consciousness. So these are the teachings of our holy Guru Acharya and Vaishnava. This was the mission of Swamiji also, who took from India, from our disciplic orders, and he came here and all the places. So we should try to develop this thing. Don't see that, oh, I'm alone, I will die. How to arrange? We cannot do anything. Nothing. He has given this
intelligence.
He has a very beautiful body. He has given us strength, power, eyes, good eyes. We are not lame. We are not blind. We are not like an ass.
Foolish.
So Krishna has given mercifully. Anyone has, father man has not given this thing. If he's, I see that so many pairs have no children. Why they don't yield any child? They cannot do. Krishna arranges everything. We know that all women have no dudh.
Milk
in their breasts. Only the mothers who have given birth to any child, they have only. and see how strange that they are taking, cows are taking grass and milk is coming out. So Krishna has earned everything. We should realize and have very strong faith on Krishna. Without this we cannot progress. So you'll have to do the prayer like this. Also, we should pray to Nanda Nandan. Namami Nanda Nandanam, Namami Nanda Nandanam, Namami Nanda Nandanam. Oh, with your, you cannot sing so. Oh. You should see that we are in Nand Bhavan, in Nandgaon. No? Krishna, his age has become about 10. He is like very Kishore, very beautiful. His black band is so beautiful, more than golden color. His everything is sweet. If he tells anything, so sweet. If he looks to anyone, very sweet. If he dances, very sweet. If he walks, very sweet. If he cries, so sweet. If he weeps, he weeps. So beautiful. If he is so angry, she is so sweet. And seeing this, we are doing like this. Namami Nanda Nandanam.
Namami Nanda Nandanam. Namami Nanda Nandanam. Namami Nanda Nandanam.
Aruba. Don't stay. Go on, go on.
Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Nandanam, Namami Namami Nandanam, Namami
Just you should see, I am in Nanda Bhavan, the palace of Nanda and Yashoda. And Krishna is there, and beautiful flute. He is playing on the flute, smiling, seeing me. All should see. So beautiful, having a very good yellow
pitambar.
And also dhoti pitambari, and taking betel nut, searching anyone there, having peak feathers here. So beautiful, marvelous. If anyone see, Krishna will take her heart, his heart, never forgive it. So how beautiful he is. You should say that, oh yes, standing before me. And then pray again.
Namami Nandanam.
Standing on the bank of Yamuna, under the shade of Kadamba tree, and he has become threefolded, very full, very beautiful. And deers are coming with their wives, looking Krishna, and wanting some prem from them, from love and affection from Krishna. And Krishna, come on, come on. Like friends, he is distributing his love and affection to all. Anyone does never return from him, Krishna. Anyone, even Putana can return, cannot return. Kans cannot return. Krishna will take all. If you are doing evils to Krishna, even, and if you have some pure devotion, then he will surely take our hearts. And he will, he knows pickpocket. Very, very, very good cheater. So he will pick our pockets and take our hearts in his pocket. And rather return, then you will have to cry and weep. So, beautiful this scenery, you should pray Krishna. Go on.
कौसुभं सुराशिवासवं शनं नमामि नन्दनं नमामि नन्दनं नमामि नन्दनं नमामि
As a beggar, he was totally blind, but he used to go to take alms. One day, a stick in his hand, he went in a town to beg something, but he was blind. He entered in a courtyard or anything. प्राचीर के क्या बोला
वॉल
फेंसिंग एंड ही वॉज टेलिंग ओ गिव मी समथिंग बट नो साउंड वॉज कमिंग नो वॉज replying anything. So he thought that where I have come. He tried to go out of that wall, fencing, but he could not do. Because that wall was, this fencing was about 84 lakhs of miles. So much big fence.
A tunnel.
Like fencing. And he saw that so many years had passed, but he could not get out of that wall fencing. After so many years, the door was coming. The door was only 3 feet
wide,
only 3 feet. And it was like height like this, only 6 feet. Like this, which our height.
Yes.
And only 3 feet
wide.
When the door was about to come, he had some itches like the Hindus. He thought that if so many years passed, I have not received the gate, so it is very far away, and took his stake in this hand. And he was doing like this, he took his hand to do like this or this. And in the meantime, this 3 feet wide the door was passed. And he again began to move for lakhs and lakhs years. But so we are in this world is like a fencing, and from very beginning of that world was created, we are in this world. Life and birth and deaths are coming, sorrow, suffering are coming. Now we want to go out, but something like
scratching
is coming. And only this door has we have taken. Krishna has given mercifully this. And if this is go away, passes, and again you come to be a dog, ass, like all animals, like goddess, without this human body you cannot have this chance. So don't lose this chance. This chance is very beautiful. So don't be engaged to be merry in this world. Eat, drink and be merry. We will lose this human body and we will lose everything. Donkeys cannot associate. Peacock cannot associate with Vaishnava. Tigers and trees, creepers, animals, insects cannot. Also, demigods cannot meet because they are in so much luxury. In this world, those who have so much luxuries, they'll have to maintain this, so they have no time to meet Vaishnava. Vaishnava will come to door. We have no time. Go back. Come next day. So don't lose your this fortunate human body. And this anyhow will have to go to Krishna. Otherwise we'll lose everything. So it is has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam. Where is my Chaitanya Charitamrita? लब्ध्वा सुदुर्लभमिदं बहु संभवान्ते मानुष्यं अर्थतम अनित्यमपि हधीर तृणम जते तन प्रतेत अनुमृत्यु जावत निशेषाय खल विषय सर्वतस्य ऑल ह्यूमन पर्सन्स हु इज टेलिंग सुखदेव गोस्वामी टेलिंग टू परीक्षित एंड ऑल दी हियरर्स ऑडियंस इट इज वेरी auspicious and very mulyaman,
valuable
this. you should just at once try to devote your whole life. First, making your life successful. How it will be? If you can serve Radha and Krishna. Chant, remember pastimes of Krishna and Harinam in this life. Today begin, otherwise tomorrow you can die. Don't lose this thing. At once, if you will be deaf, blind tomorrow, or you will die, what will be? So don't wait for tomorrow. You should do. You should follow Rupa Sanatana, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all Swamiji. You should not see that I am not qualified for all these things. Krishna has given seed in heart. Everything is there. So you should think, I am qualified. How? Because I am the son of Krishna, or I am beloved of Krishna, and anyhow I have come here. So, though I am doing offenses or all these things, but I am qualified to serve Him. He is my beloved. He is my master. He is my friend. He is my son. He is my beloved. We have everything in our seed. So we are qualified for this. Lacking of only satsang is there. Lacking of sadhu sang. Bona fide Vaishnavas. If he will hanker for this, request to Krishna for this, surely he will manage all these things. If Krishna has, without any reason, he has done mercy and he has sent sant like Swamiji, sant like Bhakti Vinod Thakur Prabhupada here in this world, I think he will also help us and manage to give further sadhu sang. So we should try it. What can we do? And we can do something. How? Like a child, if he will begin to cry and weep, father, mother, whole will come there. What do you want? What do you want? And he is crying and weeping. They will give toy and he will take and throw. Then she will give anything more, and he will give sweets, he will throw. Then mother will think that he wants my breast milk, and he will take and give me. Giving like this, and like this, and kissing him with his tears. Oh, my boy is how so beautiful, like this. We will cry, oh Krishna, I don't know, oh Srimati Radhike, you want to give me salvation? Likewise. He wants to give you the service of Lakhi Narayan, oh, throw. Oh, come on, I will make you like Rukmini, my beloved queen. I don't want. And crying, weeping, then he will try. Oh, come on. Be my friend? Not. Only crying and weeping. You want to be my father and mother? Nothing. What do you want? Always waiting his reply. And he is weeping. Oh, you want to be the servant of, maid servant of Srimati Radhika, my beloved? Then he, yes, I want. Then he takes and gives this milk, otherwise he will not give. This is the very, iska koi mulya nahi.
Priceless.
This is. He wants to give so many things. But if you want nothing, be ananya. Ananya means?
Single-minded.
Only one-pointed. I want this, nothing I want. I will throw everything. Giving up. then he will give this precious, valuable, this benediction, otherwise not. So, two things are there. Yashoda is binding Krishna, and he is this best.
Waist.
Is very little, only 12
fingers.
And Yashoda has given a very golden chain here. He is binding from so many ropes. It went on miles and miles, but could not do one round even. But Krishna was just had that his only this. And rope was going long and longer and longer. At least at that time all the gopis, the sakhis of friends of Yashoda Maa, clapping. That you cannot tie your one son. And his face became reddish. Some yellow, some white. Why? He became so ashamed that they are clapping, that you cannot even tie your child who has come from your home. She then prayed to his Salagram Thakur, Narayan. Oh Narayan, I have worshipped so many years to you. All are clapping and laughing. So save me. Why I cannot tie my child? And she was weeping. Then Krishna saw that my mother is doing so much
effort, labor.
And sweets are coming. Is this? What? Veni. Veni.
Untied.
And flowers coming from his. And sweet are coming like moti.
Pearls.
And muk, this face was become sometimes reddish and changing color. So he saw the parishram, the effort of Yashoda. And he became so merciful. Only this rope of woolen rope, she took and bound it. Krishna became so little. Jogmaya vanished, and at once he was bound. Not by rope, but by affection and prame. No one can tie Krishna. Anyways, never before anyone tied. So there are two things. What? First, our effort should be so sincere. And secondly, the mercy of Krishna. If you see our efforts, that sincerely they are of doing efforts, then Krishna will surely be merciful and his maya will come. At that time Krishna was thinking why he was not coming in binding. Oh, my mother will die. And I cannot play with my friends. Cows are humming. Hammering.
For mooing.
Mooing.
Not mooing means no.
Bees hum and cows moo.
Lalita.
Like this. Because they cannot give milk without Krishna. Their cops were there, but not giving milk. And their titles. So they are calling Krishna, Krishna. So how I can go there if my mother will tie it? So at once Jogmaya came and did so wonderfully this thing. Krishna was the same. Rope was going longer and longer. It went on so miles and miles, but cannot tie two angles. These fingers were less.
2 fingers short.
Again rope was taken and joined again this end. five two fingers. But we don't, because we don't do so sincere effort for Krishna. That Yashoda Martin. And so that seeing our efforts, Krishna will be melted. So when Yashoda was like so and saw Krishna, that he is now, sweats are coming. She is now nervous and he has told that I will take water when I will bind Krishna. In 100,000 lives, births I will come and bind Krishna. But I will have to.